This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Sarah McCammon, and it's time to play The Puzzle. Joining us now is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of The New York Times and puzzle master at Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Sarah.
I understand as of this weekend, you've been doing the Weekend Edition Sunday puzzle for 35 years.
Yeah, of course, it was started by Susan Stamberg. It was her idea that a Weekend Edition Sunday should reflect everything that's in a Sunday newspaper. And we all know that the puzzle is an important part of a Sunday newspaper. So we had to include a puzzle as part of the program.
Well, congratulations to you, Will. And if you would please remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from listener Jay Feldman of Davis, California. I said, think of three common five-letter nicknames that have alphabetically consecutive initial letters and the same last four letters. What are they? And the answer was Jenny, Kenny, and Lenny.
We received close to 1,400 correct responses, and the winner is Michael Hagens from Guilford, Connecticut. Congratulations, Michael, and welcome to the show.
I'm so glad to be here.
We're glad to have you. Michael, tell us how you figured this one out.
Well, first I concentrated on three-letter groupings of consonants, like RST. And then I moved to JKL, M, and landed on Jenny, and there it was.
And what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm a retired architect, a university architect, and I work with community organizations here in Guilford. And since March 2020, I've painted more than 100 watercolor postcards, and I've sent them to friends and family around the country as a way to keep in touch.
That sounds like a much more productive way to spend the pandemic than I probably have. That's very cool. Michael, are you ready to play the puzzle today?
I have been preparing for this moment for 35 years because I'm one of those people who was sending in postcards way back then.
Well, you're the perfect person for this 35th anniversary. Take it away, Will.
All right, Michael, I hope this meets your expectations after all these years. This week's puzzle is called Middle C, just like last week, but a completely different puzzle. I'll give you two words. You give me a word starting with C that can follow my first word and precede the second one, in each case to complete a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase. For example, if I said white and bone, you would say collar, as in white collar and collarbone.
Okay.
Always goes in the middle, starts with C, and your first one is smart cutter.
Smart?
Smart blank and blank
smart.
Cutter. A blank cutter is something you might have in the kitchen, something that you bake in the oven.
Smart?
Uh-huh.
Mm.
They're delicious.
They are delicious. Something
cookies.
That's, there you go. A smart cookie and cookie cutter.
Okay.
We're off and running.
Okay.
Cottage steak. S-T-E-A-K.
Cheese.
Cottage cheese, cheese steak. Good. Climate.
Change.
Machine. Climate change, change machine. Didn't even need the second word there. Kitty. K-I-T-T-Y. Kitty. And stone.
Kitty. Kitty. Cornerstone, yeah.
There you go. And cornerstone, you got it. Boston Sense, S-E-N-S-E.
Boston.
And Boston blank is a place in Boston.
Boston College. College.
Uh-huh. That's not it, though. If you're a level-headed person, you have blank sense.
Common.
Yeah, common sense in Boston Common.
Sure.
Good, and here's your last one. Shag bagger.
Carpet.
Shag carpet and carpet bagger. Good job.
You did great, Michael. How are you feeling?
I feel wonderful.
As you should. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Michael, which member station do you listen to?
We are sustaining members of WSHU and Connecticut Public Radio.
And we thank you for that. Michael Hagens from Guilford, Connecticut, thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you, Sarah.
Okay, well, what about next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Keith Rode of Woodland, California. Name a state capital, take the last two letters of the city's name and the first two letters of the state's name, and rearrange these letters to name an activity closely associated with this city. What is it? So again, state capital, take the last two letters of the city's name and the first two letters of the state's name and rearrange them to name an activity closely associated with this city. What city is it?
And when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, January 27th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we will give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Sarah.